News. Mallory McMaster, thank you so much for joining us this week on Counterspin.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for Counterspin for this week. Counterspin is produced by FAIR, the National Media Watch Group based in New York. The show's engineered by Erica Rosado. I'm Janine Jackson. Thanks for listening to Counterspin.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. Listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. It is Monday, November 25th, 5:30 p.m. in the evening. So again, talking about practice, the world's greatest sports talk radio show coming up next. Before we get to the show, we want to thank some of the people who support us around here. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, cross-country skiing, camping, and just enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports is located in downtown Chico at 176 East 3rd Street. Their telephone number is 345-5011. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, let's start the show.
We're talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. You may have heard me say this before. The world's greatest sports talk radio show. I'm your host, Drew Gilbert, alongside me, as always. Welcome back, Derek Isumaki.
What's good, party people?
We also got my man, Sonny Slim, a.k.a. John Lucan, in
what
the building.
What do?
And we got producer extraordinaire, Stepman Brad.
Yeah!
Jordan is back home right now. He will be back next Monday to join the show. Always good to have him. So, looking forward to his return. But we got a lot of stuff to cover today. A lot of stuff. So, with no further ado, let's get into the show. Hell of a Sunday night game, huh, Brad?
Yeah, that one hurt.
So Brad is a Green Bay Packers fan. I am the fairest of weather 49ers fans. Whatever, I'm cool with it.
Mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest of them all?
To be fair, I've been a Niners fan since I can remember. I've always been a Niners fan. But yeah, when they're not great, I don't care nearly as much.
Well, and to your credit as well, you kind of were triggered with the whole, you know, move to Santa Clara.
Okay,
that's still weighing on your heart. I know that.
Because prior to that, I My blood pressure is probably still too high from games in the past. And then when we moved to Santa Clara, something just attached to me, and I just didn't care nearly as much. I don't know if it was just me getting older or the actual move itself, but I just don't care nearly as much. It's great to see Red and Gold balling out like we have been all year, but still, I mean, a Niners win, I used to ride that high for like 2-3 days, baby. Now it's like, yeah, cool.
I mean, they're good.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I expected the Niners to beat them. I thought it was going to be a closer game, maybe 21-14, maybe even a little bit higher at 27-34, but not a blowout like this. I was not expecting, 8-37?
37-8.
Yeah. Yep. It was abysmal,
yep,
to say the least.
I was saying, no, Brad, it is 535.
Yeah, that was pretty lackluster, man, on Rodgers' part, man. This is being hailed as being a really good team this season. It's like, what have they done, really? Yeah, they have a good record, but like, they haven't really won anything spectacularly. They barely got their, I mean, Rodgers, he's had his moments of greatness where he's looked really like Rodgers, but at the same time, with this her Matt LaFleur dude coming on from the sideline, you're supposed to be this whole different breed. But yeah, it's like this now run heavy offense where Rodgers is kind of taken out of it more often than not. And half the stuff I felt was done was like dump off to the running back. Like, right. I guess the Niners defense is just maybe that good where like they don't have anything, but like, come on, y'all. You're supposed to have Rodgers.
Yeah. I mean, we'll definitely see where the Niners are just because the Packers have not been, like you say, very flamboyant with their offense. So the Niners
defense.
Let it
loose, y'all. Come on. Just like let it fly. Let the man go.
The
if
Packers,
he's really that good, he'll carry you.
The Packers had less than 200 yards of total offense last night. It's been rare to ever see Aaron Rodgers look that inefficient.
And he's done it like two of the past 3 weeks now.
I was going to say, against the Chargers was horrible. That was sad to
but
watch,
but also
too,
a Chargers team that's coming back.
Don't ever say to a healthy. They're never coming back. The only thing that's coming
not coming back,
back
as far as a franchise, but that team was injury-riddled
to
start this
that
season.
Joke.
Okay, but the one big test that I'm excited to see is the Saints and the Ravens for the Niners defense, especially against the Ravens, to see what they do with Jackson. That's going to be the big test.
Yeah, I would like to finish our conversation about this pass game before we jump ahead.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
Yeah, I know you don't, because your Packers looked absolutely pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
I do find it interesting, and they alluded to it multiple times last night, how different these two destinies would have been, right? Had the 49ers simply selected hometown boy from Chico, California, 49ers fan, Aaron Rodgers instead of Alex Smith. And to be fair to me, in the moment, I wanted Aaron Rodgers really bad. I saw him play at Cal. Many of us did. Many of us knew who he was simply because of the Chico connection. And to see us pass him up, I knew that was going to come back to bite us. And I think the only surprising thing is that Aaron Rodgers only has one Super Bowl. I think that you and I were talking about this last night, John. It's impossible to project out what would have happened had Aaron Rodgers become a San Francisco 49er, but I'm pretty sure that quest for six would have already been accomplished by now.
There would probably be no Colin Kaepernick situation that they're having to deal with.
Oh, right. No, not at all.
There's so many ripple effects to this because you look at Alex Smith. I mean, he had seven different offensive coordinators in the first 6-7 years of his career. You know, would Aaron Rodgers have had that? Aaron Rodgers would have started right away like Alex Smith did. Aaron Rodgers got to sit behind Brett Favre. He got to come in on a Mike Holmgren system and then get into Mike McCarthy. So, like it's so hard to predict what would really be. What we do know is Aaron Rodgers has a ring, and the Niners don't.
Yeah.
In his time
still
in the NFL.
Looking for number six.
Yeah, it's been almost 25 years since the Niners' last Super Bowl win. Obviously, 2012, they got to play the Ravens in the Super Bowl, which they lost because they decided to throw three fades at the end of the game, and they had a timeout in hand, and they didn't run Frank Gore, who was balling all game for some apparent reason.
Are we really doing this right now?
I'm still a little bitter about it.
Oh,
okay?
My gosh.
Yeah, I'm a little bitter about it.
You know what? Just cry river, build a bridge, and jump off. All right, brother? Just end it all for us.
Down.
Okay, please.
But that brings us to this next weekend's matchup, which
Honestly, I feel on paper is the most interesting or the most intriguing game so far of the NFL season, because I think up until last night, there are still a lot of people that had a lot of doubts about how good the Niners actually are. And I think last night was a great example. If you can just simply get a decent Jimmy Garoppolo playing back there, then that team is a really formidable team and is something to not be taken lightly. I think the Niners out of the NFC have just as good a chance as anyone, and I would not be surprised to see him in the Super Bowl. I also wouldn't be surprised to see him go out in the divisional round because I think the NFC is that stacked, and teams like Seattle can be a real problem, as they've already come into San Francisco and won in overtime. Granted, there are some weird circumstances that went into that. We'll see how the Niners stack up against the Saints here soon. But we saw them beat the brakes off Green Bay, and now we'll see next week. So this is the first time, this is the first time that in the Super Bowl era, a team has played three teams in a row with a plus 800 winning percentage this late in the season. This has never happened before, and the Niners are about to go on this voyage. They already beat the Packers, but now they get real tests going to Baltimore and then having to go the next week to New Orleans. How do you see this shaking out over the next couple weeks for the San Francisco 49ers? Derek, I'll start with you.
You want me to comment on the 49ers' future right now?
I don't know. I'm just asking you questions.
Hope nothing but bad things for them, because I don't like seeing their fans happy.
Okay, great. John?
You're welcome.
I mean, I think...
Not the best question, admittedly. Okay, all right.
Towards me, is, I mean, no, you don't direct care. It to yourself. Do you want me to ask that? I should ask that question
to you. Yes, you
want
to try it
again?
Yeah,
let's do that right now. All right. So, Jiro, being a Niners fan right now that you are, predict the Niners' future in the coming weeks.
I think a split would be solid.
Okay.
I think... All right. Yeah, I think a split would be solid.
But what's... Do you think any win on any of those splits is the same momentum for that team? I think going into Baltimore and beating Baltimore, beating Lamar Jackson, who's a
I think
MVP
that's bigger.
Front runner,
yeah.
I think that's bigger than going in and beating the Saints.
Agreed. Yeah, no, yeah. I completely
agree.
Those
are two pretty big games right there.
Yeah. I just
now just realizing what games you're talking about.
Oh my God! So
you wanted to stay on top of it.
You brought it up earlier, Brad. What do you think moving forward?
Well, I think, like John said, this is going to be the biggest game for the Niners. If they can beat them, I think it's going to be a huge momentum push for them going forward in into the last like 4 or 5 weeks. I don't see it happening. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Lamar Jackson is going to be a little bit too obnoxious for that defense. And seeing him for the first time, I think that's going to be difficult, because I don't think they've seen a running quarterback other than Russell Wilson, and he caused trouble for them.
I like how the adjective you used there was obnoxious.
Well, I mean, he is.
Yeah, no, I
get it. To any defense,
out of everything he just said, all you took was obnoxious.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think they'll beat the Saints. I think it's going to be a close game with the Ravens, but it's going to be for the Ravens win.
If someone can look up the opening line on that, I would be very curious to see what it is. I don't know if it'll even be out since the Ravens are playing tonight, but usually these things are up already. Speaking of New Orleans, though, the New Orleans Saints barely eke one out over the Carolina Panthers at home.
The Panthers were slightly off.
Ravens favored 4.5.
Yep. So they're getting basically a point and a half.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I had a great joke right there, and y'all missed it, and it hurts a lot. You don't.
Let's try this again.
The Panthers were slightly off that way.
What?
Their kicker's name is Joey Sly. God, why do I have to walk you guys through
slightly? Slightly.
Yeah. Ah, my word.
I think that would.
I'm working with baboons right now.
He definitely had a chance to take the lead there. What was it? A 20?
Not once, twice.
Yeah.
He had missed extra point. He got killed it.
Is he a rookie kicker?
He is.
Yeah.
If he's a rookie kicker,
he's jacked.
He is.
See that dude's arms?
Yeah, he's got to make up for the receding hairline he's got that right now, you know?
The punter from the Saints looks like he's 12, by the way. Just want to point that out.
He does.
Yeah.
Punters either look incredibly old or incredibly young, I feel. It's like they go through a harsh transformation. It's like they're young for a long time, and it's bam, you're old.
Yeah, I think Carolina's a lot better than we give them credit, though. I mean,
they put up a chance.
Week in and week out, they put up a good fight,
but I mean, like, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to amount to much because they don't have that. You know, Christian McCaffrey is carrying them, but they need a little bit more. And
I mean, DJ Moore has stepped up in the last few weeks. That's a really big pickup receiver for them.
But, yeah. I want to correct myself. I'm talking about the punter from the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm like, the Saints does not look right.
Yeah. Carolina, man, your situation is very interesting moving forward. Is Kyle Allen going to be the quarterback of the future for you guys?
I hope not.
You think?
Why not?
I mean, I'm a grass is always greener on the other side type of situation right now. Because I feel like, yeah, he might be nice. But do I want nice? No, I want fantastic. I want great. I want spectacular.
I mean, against,
and I deserve the best.
I mean, against the Saints.
I'm a catch, okay? I want the best.
Against the Saints.
Why do I want to have to hold out for this Jared Allen? I'd tear out whatever. Allen. I don't want to hold out for this Allen. Maybe there's somebody better around the road. Maybe I fall just enough in the draft to get somebody good. Maybe Tua comes my way. Maybe, you know? I want to get something better.
So
I think I can. I really do. He's not that good looking.
So,
I can totally reach out there.
So Kyle Allen, good looking is a criteria you want as a quarterback?
Obviously. Like, that's prior number
one. Have you seen Cam Newton? That man is sexy.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I don't know about that.
So Kyle Allen.
What do you mean? That guy is a smoke show.
Have you seen his hair?
Absolutely.
It's all over the place.
That's fantastic.
It's all over the place.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
I do have to go this little side note.
If there was ever a man dime picture in the dictionary, it would be Cam Newton.
Yeah. Did you see People magazine named John Legend sexiest man alive?
Okay, yeah, I have a problem. God, I have big problems
awful.
With that.
Oh,
you know
my
what?
Word.
Let's stop the entire
you?
Show
How
because we absolutely need to talk about this. I am so with you. Whatever sports happen this weekend don't matter right now. Let's get to the heart of this thing. John Legend being the sexiest man alive.
How?
Are you kidding me? The dude looks like a light-skinned alien, dog. He's just very talented. And yes, when he sings, do I imagine sex appeal? Absolutely. I imagine nothing but sex appeal.
But I imagine a Taye Diggs, an Idris Elba.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yes, yes.
I'm saying Denzel Washington over you right
God.
Now. His
now
age, he's like a Clooney at
buddy.
This point in time. I'm just saying. I get it. You want to have a black man as the sexiest man alive. There are so many sexiest black men out
Elba,
there.
Idris Elba. Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
God, that guy is an absolute smoke show.
I want to be him.
I would. Yes. Me too.
You know, you guys missed something at the beginning of this segment. It grinds my gears. Just saying.
But I don't think this is worthy.
This is not even worthy? Far more superior than the grinds. But this is serious crimes against humanity. Right
like my car broke down. Type of a
No. This is like you not realizing where you are on a map type of situation.
Hold on, guys.
Yeah.
The player haters ball.
Oh man. Hey. Why you wanna play hate on me?
That's better.
All right. Let's get back into it. John Legend is the sexiest man alive. Okay, now I get it. I think that him and Chrissy Teigen is adorable together. I think she's very attractive, obviously. Yeah. Their kid is beautiful. I get it.
Kind of let herself go.
Yeah. What's not even, wow, okay, you don't have to go that way.
She's
that
one of the best. I'm not going to.
She had a child, John. Yeah. God, have a heart.
She's one of the best Twitter follows in the game. She's amazing on Twitter. But John Legend is the sexiest man in the world.
It's pretty pathetic. I mean, I could, like, you, honestly, go down
I'm
the
list
say, of
rosters
right
now. I think I'm better looking
right
than John Legend. I'm just going to say it.
Honestly, we should take up a look of any team in the NFL right now, and I bet you all those guys are sexier than John Legend.
We could find someone sexier than John Legend, for sure.
Yeah, in any squad.
Every roster.
Every roster's got some. Every athletic team out there in the world has a sexier man than John Legend.
Excuse me. Have you guys heard of Jimmy Garoppolo? Porn star Jimmy?
What?
That is a good-looking dude.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. That's it.
Wow.
I'm glad we got that out there. That was really breaking down the important stuff.
Do you have anyone you want to add, John? Like someone you?
Yeah.
Any guy? Just
so Kyle Allen's stats against the Saints last week went 23 for 36, 256 yards throwing, and 3 TDs, no interceptions. Quarterback rating of 112.
I mean,
I'd say that's pretty friggin' good.
I mean, he's had some pretty terrible games, though. And he's looked really bad.
He's a rookie.
No, he's not.
There's going to be growth.
He's a seasoned vet on the bench. That ass is warm, man. A little too warm, if you ask me.
I don't even know what to do with that. So, actually, I do know what to do with that. Moving on. We've spent a lot of time with the NFL. Cowboys, Patriots played yesterday. Pats won. Big surprise. Terrible weather. Jason
Brady,
Garrett.
Not looking too hot right now.
No.
Oh, man.
He's throwing one touchdown in four games.
I don't want to say like this is the end of it because we said it before, but this is the end of it, man.
The moment he started thinking about life after the Patriots, it has been downhill for him.
I'm pretty sure he needs another kid to get some life going again, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Let's just suckle on.
Yikes.
What? No? Okay.
Guerrero
needs to work some magic, that's for sure. Come on, brother. Bring out some juice. You need some of that Michael Jordan special juice, you know?
That tripping call is very confusing, and I understand why Cowboys fans are upset. Also, though, Cowboys just play better.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You had it in your hands.
The
screen
game was rolling for y'all in that first half. And for some reason, second half rolls around. Jason Garrett's like, you know what was working in the first half? Running that screen to Zeke Elliott every three plays. You know what we're not going to do at all in the second half? Run that screen play to Zeke Elliott because it was working too efficiently. And we're moving the ball. We just weren't punching it in.
Have you guys seen Star Trek Insurrection?
No,
that sounds... No. Okay. That sounded dirty, though.
Oh, my God.
Well, either way, Jerry Jones looks like a severely burned victim right now. I'm not going to lie. Like, he does not look good.
What is that? Jerry Jones has looked the exact same for the last 25 years.
He's gotten quickly downhill.
You think so?
Oh, man.
You could tell through all that
plastic? I feel
like
there's some weird stretching going on in that face, and it can't stretch anymore, so it's like tearing, it feels like.
Fair enough.
All right.
Baltimore's up on the Rams.
What's the score?
14-0.
Wow.
Because they
Baltimore looks unstoppable right now.
Goff is terrible. Lamar Jackson's the truth. People who think that Jared Goff is anything, you don't know anything. Have you seen this guy? The guy doesn't know east from west.
System quarterback.
Pathetic. Like, isn't it? It baffles me that he was, like, he had a good run because he had a great system around him, but he still got most of that system around. He still's not doing anything with it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean,
more or less the same players on offense that he had last year.
Everyone's like, oh, Todd Gurley's not the same. Well, like, you know what? You got two other good backups out there. And a Todd Gurley you're willing to run down to the bare bones.
Yeah,
that's fair. I'm just saying that last interview, Brad. I know you're trying to look from. They're going to give you good looking ones right now. I'm just saying that last
interview. Yeah, he looked pretty tired.
In that picture, when he was just saying, this is too good of a team for me to be frustrated by or whatever,
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
He looked really weathered.
This team is aging him quickly.
All right. Speaking of aging, let's go to the end of age when people die to us. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, rock. All I want for Christmas is you, Mariah. All these songs should never, ever, 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 ever be played prior to Thanksgiving.
Preach.
Christmas music, you're dead to me.
You're a multi-billionaire organization. You have resources at your fingertips that we can't even imagine. Yet for some reason you claim the audio around a field was unable to capture comments said when there are literally thousands of mics lining the field. There's actually one inside the quarterback's helmet. There's cameras capturing everything. Microphones capturing everything, but not that. Did it capture anything there? Or at least you won't let us know it captured anything by saying there's nothing to capture. The NFL. You're dead to me.
This Saturday, Duke played Wake Forest and lost. And I am back in first place, baby! Tied for first! Let's go! So excited! Back on top.
Oh, man.
With Jordan, yes. I have to admit that.
Well, speaking of that, let's get into Luke into the Futures.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You're gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? You know my name, now give me my money.
All right. Get into this betting world.
What's the overall? What's the overall? All right. Flex on them.
So we went 3-1 this week.
Okay. Flex on them.
61-21-1.
Wow. Say it again, son.
61-21-1.
One more time,
that's
son.
61 wins.
Uh-huh.
21 losses.
Uh-huh.
One push.
Aye.
All right. We got four picks this week. But before I get into those, two of them, are... kind of in with our bias picks, so I don't want to throw even more bias at these guys because the records are getting tight here, boys.
I'm on a heater right now, man.
I'm on a heater.
I think we should go through those first.
Let's go through those first.
Jordan is out of town. I did hit him up. He is at 7-4, lost on the over to Ohio State last
week.
He is human.
So Ohio State looking a little.
He has the biggest game of the week, biggest game of the year. In most cases, biggest rivalry in college football. In most cases,
oh my goodness,
Ohio State at Michigan at the Big House. Ohio State is favored 9.
Only 9.
The over under.
That's crazy for an at home game too.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, we're terrible. We should honestly, if it was at Ohio, two touchdowns. I feel.
Well, you always give 3 points to the home team.
Yeah, we're talking about a touchdown difference.
Technically, 12 is what they're giving up.
Yeah. Over under 52.
Oh, right. I see. Yeah,
Jordan's taking the over to cover.
Is it? What's
52.
Over? 52. Okay.
But, I mean, Jordan, I hate to say it, but these are low scoring.
Wait, he's taking the over on this?
Because,
what happened last year?
Both these teams can score. Don't get me wrong.
And, I mean, I think at one point in time, I think it's going to happen. One team's going to unleash on them.
Right. But this is playoff implications right here for both teams. And how they win.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. Jim Harbaugh has been dead to me for the past few weeks now, so it's hard for me to ever ride that wagon.
Can he ever get resurrected if he beats Ohio State?
This is going to help him. This is going to help the cause.
All right. And then Brad tying it up at 7-4. Went against his Dukies.
I'll take it.
And won.
I'll take it.
So Brad has Duke at home against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Miami is the favorite at 9. So -9 for Miami, +9 for Duke. Over under 47.5.
Did not do any study on this one, so I'm going to go in blind. I'm going
to
go with...
It's the best way to do it.
It really is at this point.
Degenerates are us.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to go... Miami, +9.
-9.
Or -9, yes.
All right.
I'm going to go with that one.
Derek, coming back at you. You have Michigan at home.
Yeah, I'm aware. We just had this conversation right now. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. I thought we were going to go to me next. I thought that was an easy segue.
Yeah.
But no, you wanted to jump the wagon.
Well, I'm going down the
I know you are, but you can obviously only skip a game things back. In the back. You can... Oh, yes, I am.
6-5, only a game back. What are you taking? -9 for Ohio State, over under 52.
I gotta go. Oh man, I'm gonna take the under.
Of Ooh, takes the under.
I gotta have a chance to get him.
You gotta go against Jordan, yeah.
Go against him, yeah.
I mean, you could take the spread.
I could take the spread, yeah, but do I want to pick Ohio State? I can't never pick Ohio State. I can never pick Ohio State, and Michigan's not gonna cover that spread.
That's a good man. All right, myself at 5-6. Cal beat Stanford outright, so I'll take that all day. This week we have Cal at UCLA. Cal is the favorite, -2.5. We're going to take Cal, -2.5. I like them to win that outright. A couple touchdowns.
Right on.
Now, Jarreau, bringing up the rear at the Caboose at 4-7, but still doable. I mean, still doable here. We still have a few games left. We have Texas Tech at Texas. Texas coming off a rough loss. Texas -10, over under 64.5.
Ten. I said I was gonna fade them all year, and I really don't know if I can right here. Texas Tech, Lubbock. Lubbock's the worst city I've ever been to in America.
Well, no, they're playing in Austin.
That's what I'm saying. But people from Texas that go to Texas Tech, they have to hate themselves because they live in Lubbock. Lubbock is such a terrible town. Anyway, I'll go Texas.
Texas -10.
I really shouldn't do that. No, I should fade him, huh? Should I fade him? No. Should I fade him? Tell me I should fade him. Tell me I should fade him.
It's too late.
All right, we're going Texas.
All right.
Hook 'em horns, baby.
So we got four this week. We got Baylor at Kansas. Baylor at Kansas. -14. We have Ohio State at Michigan. We're taking Ohio State -9 and the over. Sorry, Derek. We have Iowa at a horrible Nebraska team. Only favored 5.5. We're taking Iowa 5.5. And then Georgia at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech has finally moved to an actual real offense this year, but it's still atrocious right now. So we're taking Georgia -26. And to bring it up for the final, the winner of the week, a buddy of mine I grew up with back in Santa Cruz hit a nice 17 parlay this last week. All spreads. He took Saints, Cardinals, Pats, Bears, Bills, Bengals, all covered their spreads. $10 bet netted him $16,000.
Oh, God. $16,000 would be life-changing for
me. Hats off to Mark.
$1,600 would be life-changing for me. I'm broke, guys.
He needs $16 right now.
Yeah, do y'all have any? Y'all got 16 bucks you can send me? You could Venmo me the JRO show. Well,
better not miss those beer throws.
Dude, for real.
Derek's creeping up on 20 losses. So.
I think I might have to book out of here before. take shots. You know?
And that is Luke into the futures.
Thank you, sir. All right. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. You're checking out Talking About Practice with myself, Jarreau Gilbert, alongside me, Derek Kasumaki, John Lucan, and Statman Brad. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by labor finders, helping businesses find qualified temporary help, whether it's skilled, semi-skilled, or unskilled employees. Labor finders can get the right person for your production needs. Labor finders also covers advertising, recruitment, payroll, social security, unemployment, workers' comp, administrative costs, and more. For details, you can call 530-433-4060 and get the job done. All right. Well, we're halfway through the show. I think it's time to update you on what's been going on in the world. Derek Kasumaki with the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Kasumaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. I got a couple stories for you guys that have a similar theme. Let's see if you can pick up on that theme, because it's quite pungent today.
My nostrils are stinging.
Denver has a situation at hand where a lot of homeless people are living there. And unfortunate for one business owner in particular, Jawad Bazar, is being fined by the city of Denver because he has failed to clean up the poop that is being defecated. The front of his building that is being defecated on, around, near, and he has not cleaned it up. He did start cleaning it up, initially start cleaning it up, but it happened on a near daily basis. And obviously, no one likes cleaning up poop. I've yet to find that person, unless they're like a dung beetle. Because that's the only thing that likes to clean up poop.
Flies.
Flies. They like to hover around poop. I don't think they like to clean up poop.
Well, I think they lay their eggs in poop.
Is that what is that? Is that what happens, Brad? Flies, they lay their eggs in poop?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's actually a thing, yeah.
Hey, there we go. Learn something new every day. Appreciate that.
That's why they're around poop so much.
Anyways, I stink on a fucking shirt.
Now, this is not an issue, an issue that is just laid out to just the poop that's happening. Obviously, violence comes with pooping. Because those are hand in hand, you know. If you're pooping in the streets, you got something going on in your head that is a little off-kilter right now.
Just a bad day.
Who pooped in the streets?
Who hasn't?
Right?
Fair enough.
So Bazaar is being, like I said, sued by the city because he has failed to clean up the poop. But he is taking that fight back to the city and saying, yo, I'm tired of this. Y'all should clean it up.
Amen.
Y'all need to take care of them streets. I'm doing my part, but I can't do it every day. Y'all should do it. That's what we pay taxes for, right? Right? Right?
Right.
Not right. Not right at all. Well, move on to the next story. Let's see where the common thread is. Hopefully, you'll find it out quickly.
I get it. Poop.
A homeless man in the streets of LA randomly poured a bucket of hot diarrhea on a woman in Los Angeles.
Oh my God. Wait, hot?
Hot diarrhea. Steaming hot diarrhea.
Oh, God. This is gross.
Heidi Van Tassel was out and about on public transportation when she was randomly pulled out, dragged out of her car. I'm sorry, not on public transportation. She was driving, dragged out of her car in the middle of the street and had a bucket of feces dumped all over. Now, this is not just a bucket of hot feces falling out. This is actually a serious situation where she has now been covered in somebody else's excrements, which have diseases and whatnot. And she is now having to be tested for every 3 months for the foreseeable future to make sure nothing is happening. She's suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Who wouldn't be? When a pile of feces is thrown on you, that's got to be traumatic.
Ugh.
I'm sure you can't get rid of that stink. That stink's there for life.
What are you going to sue a homeless man for? You know what I mean?
Now,
was she wearing fur?
I don't believe so. I bring up these two stories in particular because it doesn't take an idiot to walk around these streets to realize this city in particular has a problem. Maybe we're not big as Denver or Los Angeles. Our situation is not as bad as either of those two cities, where the number of people living on the streets don't amount to that much. There hasn't anything crazy happened yet. But we are just big enough, and we have just enough people out there that something like this could happen. So every once in a while, when I get a little serious, this is one of those times. So the city of Chico, what the hell are we doing? How the hell are we going to let people out there tarnish this great city of ours? Now, there's got to be something to do that is humane, helps these people out in some way. But at some point in time, we get to the point where we realize some of these people are choosing to make a life and not being a part of the society in the way you have to be. Society can only function when we all agree upon the ways in which we live. It all means taking up a burden, having responsibility for your own life. So for those of you who can't take it upon yourself because of some mental institution, we should be there to help you. But the ones who choose to not take on that responsibility, there's one thing for you. Pull your pants up or get out. And for the city of Chico, we have to find a way to figure out a way to get rid of this problem, to clean up this area, because I don't want to have hot diarrhea poured on me. I don't want to be chased around by a 2x4 or have a knife pulled on me.
Yeah.
No one wants to walk in the streets where your needles are around. Nobody. And yet we face it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I don't have a platform that's big enough to really get out there, but I feel this is just big enough that maybe somebody out there is listening that can maybe do something. Figure it out, y'all. We're paying you something. Use it wisely. Also, the streets, they're terrible. Repave them. That's the news, guys.
All right.
All right. I like it.
That's the news and Derek's soapbox, apparently, and I appreciated all of it. From the news around the world to the news right here in our own backyard, Statman Brad's North State Update.
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update. All right, y'all, it's time for the North State Update. Chico State men and women's basketball hits conference play. And for the men, it was a little bit better than the women's. Women lose 2-1 to Stanislaus State, 66-71, and a close one in overtime where they had it all but one, but foul on a three-point shot. East Bay knocks down all three to push into overtime and win by one, 62-63. I was listening to the whole thing.
Oh, that's a rough way to lose.
They were up by three. All you had to do was let them shoot or foul them before they even got the shot off. The coach is not... does not have the mindset of, I want to foul them before they shoot. It's just get your defense up, and you rely on that, which is a great philosophy, but it didn't work out this time around. They fall to 4-3, 0-2 in conference. They'll be heading down to San Diego on December 5th, this Thursday. Or sorry, next Thursday. I forgot. It's Thanksgiving. They're going to be heading over to San Diego December 5th, playing in La Jolla. The next time they're back is December 7th against Cal Poly Pomona. They'll be playing in Chico, 5:30. Now, for the men, a little bit better. They lost to Stanislaus State. It's going to be a really good team this year. 66-74 was the loss for Chico State, but beat Cal State East Bay in one heck of a comeback. I'm going to say that right now. They were down by 10 with 5 minutes left, and they went up and won by 10. They went on a 25-5 run in the last 6 minutes. So they will be playing Academy of Art on Wednesday, November 27th in San Francisco. The next game they play will be Dominican University on the 30th, this Saturday at 4 p.m. Now, headed to prep football real quick. Chico beat Foothill 46-7. Absolute slacking against Foothill, and they head over to the championship game. Now, one more piece.
Is this for the state title?
No, this is for the North section. So, but whoever.
What are the chances of winning the state?
Who has a better chance?
I would say, does Chico have a chance?
Well, I mean, they're in the North section final against PV. And well, yes, PV beat Shasta 21-7.
We have Almond Bowl, Bartois.
This is the second time this has happened in 3 years.
Is it happening at Chico or PV?
It's going to be at Chico since Chico's.
Hey!
I'm working on
Friday.
This is going to be on Saturday. This is a Saturday game.
This Saturday?
November 30th, yes. Saturday. But
ideal's meal.
It's a big game. Last year, whoever won this game went to the state final for 4AA. This year might be the same. It just depends on what the other conferences, divisions, sections do.
Football makes zero sense to me.
It comes down to sections. It's all up to polls. But last week, I did not report on this just because I was unaware until Tuesday the news broke out. Paradise had 6 players suspended from a on-field brawl against Live Oak, and 4 of them were starters. They played against the number 1 West Valley, putting their undefeated record on the line. They come to West Valley up in Cottonwood, and they win 28-13.
Bobcats.
Yeah. The Bobcats will be heading down to Sutter to play the number 2. Sutter. Who actually beat Chico 40-0 in regular season.
Uh-oh.
So they're a really good team.
Are those players back for this game?
Yeah. From what I've heard, yes. Okay. It just depends on what the committee decides.
Did you see video of this brawl?
Yes, I did.
How'd they look? Did the boys look good out there?
I mean, a little bit. There was one Live Oak player that did throw a punch.
The guy wearing a helmet, he threw a punch?
He was. He was in the bottom of the scrum. You could see his hand go up and punch.
Don't do that, brother.
It was a bad idea. Since they're done, the punishment will be thrown down by the school. I haven't heard what the suspension will be or if there's what the punishment looks like. Again, high school, I'm guessing it's not going to be released. But
they should have like the dumbass award. It's like, hey, the dumbass award, you get this for punching like a guy who wore a helmet.
In end of the year awards, yeah. not too bad. So Paradise will be playing Sutter Huskies November 30th in Sutter. And that's my North State update. But before we go, there are some facts I'd like to give you guys. And since Thanksgiving's coming around, 3,000 to 4,500 calories consumed per person on Thanksgiving. That's on average.
I'm pushing those limits.
It takes 10 hours and 33 minutes of workout for an average male to burn 4,500 calories. And a fun one, Black Friday is one of the busiest days for plumbers. and that's your North State update.
I like it. That was a good one, Brad.
Also, an additional stat that kind of has something to do with that, but not really. More toilets are flushed during the halftime of the Super Bowl than at any other point during the year.
You're kidding.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Now, it's kind of funny you bring up Thanksgiving. I want to go on a little side note. So, this is a little bit one right now.
All
right. Now,
what really grinds my gears?
Thanksgiving is not capitalized on your phone when you type it in.
Yeah, it's not.
Black Friday is. Friendsgiving is.
Oh, God.
Friendsgiving is capitalized and Thanksgiving is not? What? A made up word. Why? Why? Like, Thanksgiving is a real day. A real day. Whether you want to agree with its origins or whatnot, get rid of it all. It's all a great day to gather around with family and have a great meal. But Black Friday, Friendsgiving, that's not even real. It's a made-up word. You capitalize Friendsgiving? I don't get it. I really don't. Like, what are you thinking, Apple? Please, for all that's love and good, fix it. Please. Okay. All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Parents that constantly use their children as content for social media. I don't know about you. I did a lot of stupid stuff as a kid. I'm glad it was kind of private. That only my family saw it. But nowadays, I get everyone's most intimate moments. Keep them that way, parents. Embrace that time with your child. Don't share it all over the medium that you have to just say, oh, look how great my child is. Yeah, he's great. Enjoy him. Don't embarrass him all the time. Please.
In general, I think we need to rework the rules about your kids being on social media. I'm cool with 2 posts a week. Other than that, let's chill. No one cares about your kid that much.
100%.
Including your own damn kid. Is that fair?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Pockets that come out of your pants when you put your hands in the
hole. Yes.
That annoys the bejesus out of me. Like, can't we figure this out, pants? Like, what are we doing, pants? Yeah. Like, I don't want to have to, like, constantly, like, slide my hand and, like, really slide it out real sly-like and, like, hold down the pocket so it doesn't come back out again.
Or how about the pockets that are, like, on the sides so when you sit down, everything falls out?
Yeah. Those are rough.
What's the point?
And you know what? To go with that.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Hoodies that don't have pockets. What are you even invented for? If I can't shove my hands into a good pocket on a hoodie, there's no point in wearing a hood.
No, 100%. No.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
You got another one?
Yeah, I do.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that use an elevator to go up one flight of stairs.
Yes! I'm with you.
That's completely wrong, y'all. Don't. Elevators for 2 or more flights. 2's kind of pushing it. I think you should do 2. Get the exercise, y'all.
Derek and I were just out with some lovely ladies the other evening, and they caught the elevator 1 flight of stairs, and we were not happy with them.
It's not a good look.
Did the night end early?
No, they were just wanted actually, to take the elevator.
Very well for both of us. Thank you for asking. Sorry, Auntie, I know you're listening.
You know, I care. I just want to know.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened. No.
All right, here's the last one.
All right.
Goes along with the other
one. You know what really grinds my gears?
Escalators. This is probably one of my original OG hatreds of life right now. Escalators. I absolutely despise those things. You can get up your stairs a hell of a lot faster than being taken up the stairs. In a society that values time so much, quote unquote, we do a hell of a lot of wasting it.
What if I'm walking up an escalator?
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
I'm good with
escalators,
that. Yeah, yeah.
Everyone should walk them up. You get up there 10 times quicker. Value your time. And if you don't want to walk it up, you want to be a lazy POS, stand to the left. Or the right, and we'll pass you on the right.
So what about the airports with, like, is it the people movers? What do they call them?
Those are just for people who hate their lives, and they want to make it last as long as possible.
But it's so much fun when you, like, walk on it. It feels like you're going 100 miles an hour.
No, I'm fine. Again, if you're on it and you want to get there really quick without running there because you kind of have a little self-respect out there, which I understand. You don't want to look like the idiot running through the airport like, oh, this guy forgot his flight. I've done that before. I know what it's like to be
been
that
there.
Person. But if you just want to, like, walk gingerly, yes, I'm fine with that. Use it to your advantage. But if you just stand there and just, oh, I just want to be able to stand on my phone, you're going to be on a plane for the next extended period of hours. You can waste your time there.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to hear your opinion on that one.
I got one.
You know what really grinds my gears?
No, I alluded to Christmas music earlier. But what really grinds my gears? What really grinds my gears is when people get super juiced and start asking me about what I got for people for Christmas, and we haven't even reached Thanksgiving. We haven't even got to Black Friday yet. How would I know what I got people?
Very quality. It's I find that out at the last. I'm not a last minute shopper, but I'm at least like, I'm going to figure out what you really want in the moment, you know?
If you get something 2 weeks out, then I'm on top of things, all right?
Yeah.
I don't shop for people that early.
I mean, Amazon Prime is fantastic.
Absolutely. Thank you, Amazon Prime. Not exactly sure how I paid more in taxes than Amazon, the company, did last year, but that's neither here nor there. Also, this is something that you and I just talked about the other day.
You know what really grinds my gears?
The IRS, in general.
Oh, yeah, God. Oh, seriously.
The IRS recently sent me a letter and said, we cannot honor the $735 refund you should be getting from 2016 because it has passed 3 years now. To which I am just curious, so if I owed you guys $735, does that have an expiration date? Didn't think so, IRS. Doesn't really seem fair, does it?
Gotcha.
IRS.
Pathetic. They take so much from us.
They really do. Oh, this
fix
government
the problems out there, guys. What are you doing out there?
Yeah, I don't even. What are our taxes even going to? Can someone explain? Someone please explain this? Because I still drive down my road every day and hit 3 or 4 different potholes. And guess who ain't picking up the tab? The IRS.
Really want to know where it goes?
Yes, I would love to. You want to break it down for me?
Your state officials, your congressmen, and then hopefully they give it to us for like work.
I don't think that's technically accurate, but I get what you're saying, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It bugs me, too.
It's so stupid. And why can't... And it's 2019. Why can't I decide where my tax money goes? I should be able to go on a little app and be like, hey, 20% goes to education, 10% goes to defense spending, the rest goes to fixing these damn roads that are destroying my grandmother's car because I don't have my own car because I totaled my own car, so I'm driving her car. It's your fault, too, government.
With you there.
Yeah.
I got to say this again because it still hasn't happened again. I mentioned it before. Why the hell is horse poop still not being treated like dog poop?
Thank you.
Like, I know I said this before, but it's just like, why?
I'm with you.
It's like this big, I just poop wherever you want, horse. I know you leave 10 times more than a dog does.
Yeah.
But clean up after your dog.
Yeah. What is a horse rider going to be inconvenienced by carrying around a trash bag? We have to do it for our dogs.
Just like put a little baggie around their.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, they do when they're like driving.
Why don't they do it all the time?
Because they're not carrying the carriage.
I don't care if they're carrying a carriage. There's still poop coming out. When poop comes out, there should be a bag there.
I couldn't be more with you on this.
I feel like that's an invention we need to make.
You're making a lot of sense.
The TBP bag.
Where are all these horses you guys are around?
When you go around,
have you not seen Bidwell Park?
Yeah, there are tons of horses up there. Get out and about.
John doesn't like the outdoors.
Yeah. No.
And it shows.
Oh, shots fired. I don't really know what you meant by that dig, but I'll take it. We have a ton of stuff to get to, and we have literally 5 minutes to get through it. So I'm going to run through the things that I find most interesting. I don't really care if you guys find it interesting or not. The world's ending. I don't know if you've seen any of the latest studies on climate change, but basically we are killing the world at an incredibly rapid rate, and we're all going to be dead soon. And Yale and Harvard students protested at halftime, creating a delay of game.
Brilliant, y'all. Brilliant. You have done so good.
You've done nothing. Just saying that.
I mean, I would have stormed the field. I'm not going to lie. Just because I was storming the field.
Just because you could be on the field.
Yeah. I wouldn't have even been. Would if they put a mic in front of my face and, like, what are you protesting? And been like, damn, this is a protest? I don't know. I wanted to jump on the field. Everyone else was doing it.
I bet you
awesome.
Half the students were doing it for that reason,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, which is, again, the part of the problem.
I would say, though, that is probably something that should alarm us all. But instead, we're worried about the Ukraine. And also, you know what? No, I'm gonna
don't go there.
I'm gonna let
don't
it go.
Go
I'm
there.
Gonna let it go. Just every time I turn on the damn TV, like I just don't care about this nearly as much as the media thinks I do. All right, moving
they
on.
They want you to care about it. That's why they're showing it to you and take you.
Do you care that much about this?
No,
me either.
What are we caring about?
Nothing. Exactly,
nothing.
There's nothing to care about. On. So, Brad, will you break down, first of all, Luka Doncic is insane.
Baby Dirk. Yeah.
He's absolutely just killing it. That's all I really have to say.
I don't think there's anything else to say about the guy.
Yeah, the dude's going off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good. Brad, can you explain some of these new rules that the NBA is considering?
Yeah, so they're thinking about decreasing the games to 78, possibly 79. And they're also thinking about having a 30-team in-season tournament that starts after Thanksgiving and into late December. There hasn't been a huge definition of what that's going to look like, if it's going to be a divisional matchup, and then you kind of break it into a little winner-take-all tournament. But the one thing I really like is the playoff play-in game for the 7th and 8th seed. The 7 and 8th seed will play. The winner of that game will get the 7th seed. And then the 9th and 10th seed will play. Winner of that game plays the loser of the 7th and 8th seed game. And whoever wins that game is the 8th seed. Following?
Yeah, don't
like, I like
that.
I like that, but
I'd rather just be seated.
Yeah,
like
and I don't want
7 versus 10, 8 versus 9 winners play now, for or those.
Yeah, and I don't want a 9 or a 10 having the opportunity to get swept in the first round.
But what if they're getting hot at the end of the year? I mean, you also have that as a.
They're 9 or 10. How hot are they actually going to get?
Okay, fair enough. The one thing that is actually a more of a possibility is reseeding the final four in the playoffs. So it goes based off of a regular season record. So for instance, last year, if it happened, Milwaukee would have played Portland and Toronto would have played Golden State. Milwaukee and Toronto getting the home court advantage. So what could have happened was you would have had Toronto versus Milwaukee or Toronto versus Portland if the Golden State Toronto series went the way it did. For the finals.
I'm just happy that
you could have a West versus West or East versus East in the finals matchup.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. I'm just happy that they're actually considering doing some stuff because they're losing viewers the last two seasons. Their ratings are down. Mm-hmm. The regular season is just way, way too long. This is why load management is even a thing. There's no need to play 82 games to determine who the best teams are. We could cut that almost in half and we would be fine. I understand why the owners would never go for that. This mid-season tournament, I think, needs to be reworked and there needs to be some stakes attached.
Well, it's like going for the Euro, like the football.
Totally get what Euro. They're going for. Yeah. However, the difference is the UEFA Championship, the Champions League, those things all mean something because we have decided years and years and years ago that they mean something. you drop a tournament with no real stakes attached, and you, hey, you're the Pacific.
I mean, what they need to do, we talked about it on the Dan Le Batard show before, how they need to have a loser.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. You take the bottom seeds, and then they all play out for the top picks in the draft. I'm with that. Get rid of the ping pong balls. Let's do that. I'm totally down for that.
If you really look at, not to be a little biased in my football love, but if you look at over at all the soccer, the way the leagues are structured in Europe, they play each team twice, one home, one away. And they also have situations where the bottom teams, if you are losing, you go down a league. So you got to have a chance to fight for it. So you can't just lose. You got to fight for every point. You have to fight for it.
I am for that.
And now you just have teams. Oh, if we lose, we lose. There's no real stakes attached to losing. Except here's a prize, higher chance of getting the first round pick.
Yeah. So BS. So if that in that tournament, would it be whoever wins that lower end bracket gets the number one pick?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Fair.
Yeah.
So if you continue to do our terrible and don't win, you're going to have terrible picks.